Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Brian Chernotsky, principal at Cherno Davies Properties and agent for Reed Terrace. Good afternoon.
How are you, Gary? Nice and cold today.
I'm very well. Absolutely nice and cold. I've been sitting in the studio for a while, so I'm sure when I walk out, going to feel the cold. Anyway, Brian, please tell us, give us an update on Reed Terrace. And I love the concept of it. And please, yeah, tell us how it's going, what is happening with the specials. And then I want to chat to you just about the fuel increase and the impact, you know, that it could have. So please, yeah, give us an update.
Yeah, so the Reed Terrace is still steadily moving along. We still know, unfortunately, we had a couple of clients that signed that their finance wasn't approved. So we've had to sort of two steps forward, one step back on our way to getting it built. But we're moving quicker ahead than we are going backwards. And it's I always say it's like buying a 10 rand note for 9 rand.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable development. You could not build this place yourself for 20% more than what you're paying for it.
Absolutely.
It's got all the bells and whistles. People love everything about it. The finishes are really above the average, and the add-ons are just an absolute must for today's lifestyle.
And obviously, estate living, and I mean the fact that also everything is there, everything is close by, surely that is an attractive offer. Even surely it's more attractive now than before.
It is. It's, you know what, and with a, you know, the appliance special that we're throwing in, the developers are going out of their way just to make this deal as sweet as possible. But the security is a big plus. The fact that they're building the whole development in one phase means that nobody will have to live in a construction
absolutely.
Site.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are, you know, huge benefits. You know, the size of the units, Gary, are so big. I mean, I don't know if you've had a look at it.
I have indeed. Yes, I have. And I haven't been through. I actually want to come through, but I've had a look online and I've looked at the various options. And yeah, the sizing is very attractive, I must admit.
Yeah, often in these two-bedroom markets around the 1.5 million mark, your dining room and kitchen are kind of the same room. You've got the ability to have a 10-seater dining room table that doesn't affect your lounge at all.
And
so, I mean, it's where do you have this?
No, I totally agree. And I think the fact that, just sort of briefly, just tell us what do you get in the estate? I mean, so what would make it so attractive to people wanting to come there and not have to venture out to buy stuff? I mean, what are the facilities just within the estate? If you wouldn't mind just touching on that. Let's recap on that quickly.
Okay. So top class security, off-site and on-site monitoring with more than likely biometric access, guards at the gates. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, there's going to be energy or power backup to the units by way of inverters or generators. We're not sure exactly which one, but there is going to be full backup to your units.
Right.
There's a water supply backup, so there'll be enough water for a couple of days when...
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Unlikely event that they cut us off, you've
right.
got something. And then you've got a beautiful 3,000 square meter park there, which is going to have a pool, clubhouse, outside gym, picnic areas.
So you say outside gym. When you say outside gym?
You know, like when if you've been to Cape Town and you walk on the promenade and you see all these muscle men pulling themselves up on those
gyms.
Like they look like monkey bars and all that.
Yes.
It's a gym and you've got that sort of skiing treadmill type thing that you can go on. So it's quite a trendy thing these days. Look.
No,
gym and me and
I totally.
Thing.
So you got the pool. So you got the gym. Restaurant. What else is there? I mean, what else is attractive to
there's
to
a club. There's like an undercover sort of pavilion type area, which is going to have a place where if you're having a birthday party or you're having a You know, there's a bathroom, there's a little kitchenette. Yep. So for people at the pool, there's a place to take some
wonderful
shade, or for the bobbers to watch the kids. They don't have to sit outside.
So you could pre-book
also,
that.
Also, you know,
So you could pre-book that. No, is it just sort of, okay.
The pre-booking for the parties, yes, but going to the pool and the park is just free access.
Right.
And also what's a really big thing is it's pet friendly. You're allowed two pets. Domestic, like a cat and a dog, not a...
So you can't have a snake and a scorpion or something. No exotic pets, I take it, eh?
Well, if there's snakes in the complex, then I'm not doing any of the resales.
And, I mean, are you finding a lot of new people coming in to view?
Yeah, every week. Like this weekend, we've already got about 9 bookings. We had 2 today. There's almost
wonderful
2 to 3 every day. You know, in a market where we've got 160 to 200 properties available on our websites alone, and we're just a small boutique style real estate company, and you don't get contacts on some of these properties for weeks and months on end. Yeah, you're getting 2-3 people coming every day. You must know it's a really
fantastic. That's good encouraging.
Product.
Yeah, that's encouraging. And then just lastly, the fuel price increase that we've just had. What do you envisage? Is this going to assist potential buyers? Is it going to put people off? How do you envisage it's going to impact the estate?
Look, I think it's we live quite a spoiled life when you look at transport or cars per capita. How often you drive to work, you see one person in each car.
Right.
Whereas in a lot of other countries, you've got carpooling, you've got 3 or 4 in a car. So we are quite extravagant the way we drive. But I think that things like convenience, walk to the shops, walk to the schools, are going to make a big difference in terms of our lives.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think being close by makes a big difference.
I think it's...
You've got a situation where the fuel price affects everything. Like my young son said last night, it's not that oil's more expensive. It's that to get the oil and schlep the oil all over is more expensive. And unfortunately, the consumer needs to pay for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I found petrol has become a real...
It's a huge... It's a huge... Unfortunately, Brian, we're going to have to cut the discussion there. And that was Brian Chernotsky, principal at Cherno Davies Properties and agent for Reed Terrace. Thank you for your time and thank you for the update.